Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1
Amp Radio. Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Happy day before Friday. Thank you for hanging out with us. Wishing you the best day ever. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
So, Chelsea challenged me and invited me out to hot yoga yesterday.
You're welcome.
Namaste, sis.
Yeah.
And all I gotta say is, next time you invite me to do hot yoga, namaste my ass home.
Oh, shoot.
Nobody got time for that. Yo, I couldn't sleep all night, Chels.
Why?
I was getting cramps in my legs, like, out of nowhere. I was, like, jumping out of bed.
That's just the toxins releasing themselves. This is a good thing. It's all part of the process, Edgar. Just trust. Let it happen.
I think I may have gone a little too hard. Because
what?
I saw some people in that yoga room, and it's hot yoga. And for those of you that don't know what hot yoga is, obviously it's in the name, but it's about 110 or 115 degrees.
Yeah, it's hot.
So it's basically like taking your ass to Lancaster and working out for an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And it's really hot in there, but I felt like I did well with the heat.
Yeah, I think you did good. You know, I was trying to let you have your own space. I saw from the corner of my eye you watching me a lot, and I was trying to, like, stay focused. But I think you did. I think you did a good job. You stayed in the room the whole time, and that's, like, the biggest challenge of the whole thing.
It was either watching you to copy the moves because the instructor was, like, shouting out all kinds of names. I didn't know what the positions were.
Uh-huh.
Either staring at you or looking at the dude next to me, and I was watching him, but then he started looking at me kind of like, why are you staring at me, bro? So I was like, all right, I just watched Chels.
My favorite thing was you showed up, like, a little bit late, and so that's, like, a big thing in yoga. You do not enter the class late, and I had, like, laid out a mat for you. I had you all ready next
Thank
to
you,
me
Chels.
But, like, I heard you all of a sudden, like, we're starting, and I hear you coming back, and you whisper to the teacher, like, hey, can I, and I see you have your socks on. You're like, can I wear my socks in this? And I'm like, Edgar, what are you doing? And then also, like, disrupting the class. It was
Chels, first of all, I haven't gotten my pedicure, dude, so I don't want y'all to see my nails. I was gonna scratch up the floor up in there. I really enjoyed it, though.
Yeah,
I will say this, it was very relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
I got a good workout out of it. The teacher did, you did ask the teacher or the instructor at the end how I did, and this is what she had to say.
So what would you give him? What would you rate him, Edgar?
On a scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't do that.
Exactly. That would be the best thing you'll ever have.
Basically, she says she doesn't judge.
She's such a liar. She had judgments for sure, right?
I saw her give me judgy eyes.
Oh, what do you think she gave you?
There's one part where she asked us to bend over and wrap both of our hands around our heels.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, kill me. I tried. The farthest I could go was behind my knee.
Yeah, I saw that one, actually. That was really funny.
And she was like, she even walked over to me. She's like, it's under your heels.
You're like, yeah, I can't do it.
I'm like, yeah, this is as far as I can go. I know gorditos are usually really flexible, but I'm not that flexible at all.
So...
yeah, go ahead.
When are you going to go with me next?
No, I'm down to go again, but I got to hydrate myself a lot better.
Yeah.
It was fun, though. I really enjoyed it, for real. Tamara went with us, social media guru.
Yeah.
Tamara, you did really well. I was surprised, though, because you've been in gymnastics all your life.
Yeah.
Girl, what happened to your flexibility?
I don't know. I guess. I thought I still had it, but I didn't have it. But, you know, I'm going to work on it.
You're going back this week, maybe tonight, too.
Yeah, I might go today.
I want you to be my partner in crime with my hot yoga. Let's do it, girl.
Let's do it.
Tamara, save the $115 and just work out in Valencia where you live outside. Right. It's the same degrees. It's the same degrees.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Throwback Thursday action for you. Sugar, sugar, baby bash. Frankie J, two Cali cats coming together. Frankie J, actually born in Tijuana, Baja Califas, grew up in San Diego. Two humble cats, man.
Oh, I love that.
Love Baby Bash and Frankie J. Good people right there. Good morning to you. We're Edgar and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio. It's going to be another hot one today. This is going to be nice. 85 degrees, the high in sunny LA in the OC. I.E. in the Valley, you'll be at about 95 degrees today. So yesterday around this time, if you tuned in, straight up chaos broke out.
Mm-hmm.
Because Chelsea was today years old. When she found out, you're not supposed to eat Spam straight out the can.
What I did know is that no matter what way you eat Spam, it's nasty.
Can't say that.
Yeah, okay.
We brought up the fact that pumpkin spice flavored Spam is dropping in September. It's going to hit Walmart, and we're going to pick it up and try it at some point. And then Chelsea's like, Spam's nasty. You just eat it out of the can. And then DJ Majestic, who's Filipino and loves Spam, is like, no, man, you're supposed to fry it. So we reached out to Chelsea's mom, Miss Nancy Hamilton Briggs, to find out, is it true that she would feed her daughter raw Spam, y'all? And this is what happened. Chelsea had no idea when we were talking about this. She had no idea that you fried Spam.
I don't know.
She like could have sworn that you eat it raw. Did you guys ever feed it to her raw?
You know, you know, it could have happened. It could have happened.
I love that. You know,
like,
I was in a rush.
You know, you have regrets as a parent sometimes.
So you got to try it fried, Chelsea.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm definitely not trying the pumpkin spice one. That just sounds nasty. Majestic, you have to agree with me. That does not sound great.
It doesn't sound great, but I'll try it. Oh, I won't knock it till I try it.
DJ Majestic, I will have to say this. You got called out by a fellow Filipino yesterday on Twitter after the show. And you mentioned something on the show yesterday. You're like, yo, if you're Filipino and you don't love Spam, you should get your Philippine passport revoked.
Okay.
Later on, we're talking about other type of Filipino food.
Yeah.
And apparently, according to this text, this tweet that this listener sent, she was offended by the way you pronounced something.
Oh.
In your face.
And I screenshotted the tweet.
Okay.
And I just texted it to you if you want to open it up and read it. You're going to read this for the first time.
Okay. At Amp Radio, tell your DJ that's not how you pronounce Dinuguan.
Your DJ.
Dinuguan. I'm not like a Philippine language major or anything like that. I just know what the food is.
No.
So how would you say the name? And what kind of food is it? Or can you describe the
plate?
It's
the stew that's like a blood stew with pork in it.
Yeah. Because
we're talking about blood sausage. It's a blood stew of the Philippine culture. And I always thought it was Dinuguan.
Dinuguan? All right. Yeah. So I asked another fellow Filipino that works here at Amp Radio to say it allegedly the appropriate way.
Okay.
And say it again, Majestic. How do you think it's said?
Dinuguan.
Okay.
Hello. Dinuguan.
Nah, really?
Yeah, Majestic.
I was today years old too when I found that out, I guess.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
If your likes have been going down on your Instagram pictures, I'll tell you why.
Oh, man.
Good morning, 97.1 Amp Radio. Thank you for hanging out with us. According to this new study, if you post a lot of selfies, your likes will be dropping, guys.
Really?
People appreciate more when others take pictures of you instead of just yourself up in the selfie mood all day, every day. According to the study, it says uniformly, if you post a lot of selfies of yourself, obviously, you're viewed as less likable, less successful, more insecure, and less open to new experiences.
And self-absorbed.
Oh.
Right?
Tamara, you're looking at me kind of sideways. Do you post a lot of selfies?
You know, a little bit. I used to a lot, but not so much anymore.
Is the day of the selfie like not cool anymore? Because I remember when I used to post selfies like back in the day.
Yeah.
When Instagram first came out, like those were my most popular pictures. But now people are just over it.
Oh my gosh. R.I.P. selfies?
Right?
Yeah.
Is that happening right now? Right here, right now?
As of right now, it's going that way, Chelsea.
Man.
It's in the ICU.
So sad.
Coming up next, what you working on, Chelsea?
Liam Hemsworth takes his split from Miley to the next level. And Edgar, did you get your Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin save the date by chance?
You know what? I haven't. I'm not in my main email,
okay.
But maybe it's in my spam email. Because I don't think I gave them my main email. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Give them the one I give to like The Gap and so on and so forth.
Maybe it's snail mail.
Let me check it real quick. Let me check it. We can go to commercials, though. We'll check it.
Soon.
All right. Coming up next.
The Chelsea Report.
It is official. Liam Hemsworth has filed for divorce from Miley Cyrus.
Wow.
He cited how do you say this? Irreconcilable differences.
Irreconcilable.
That's
yes,
it.
That is correct, Chelsea. That is correct. You get five points.
Irreconcilable. Wow, it's early.
Now spell it. Spell it. Go for it.
Oh, no. That's the reason for their split. Irreconcilable differences. There it is. And they were only married for 7 months. That's crazy.
But they were together for like 10 off and on, right?
But still, married for 7 months. They did get a prenup, so hopefully there won't be any fighting over money or anything like that.
Right.
I'm hearing, though, sources are saying Liam, he's just ready to move on. He's done with the whole thing. They have had zero communication in the last, like, few months. They've been separated is kind of what we're hearing. So I think at first it started out like it was an amicable breakup, and then it's become kind of this messy thing.
Do you think, right, because it's kind of surprising, after only 7 months of being married, officially married, they break up. They were together for 10 years. Sometimes, do you believe, like, right before the marriage, the relationship was at its worst point? Because some people think, if we were just to get married and make this official, then things would get better. Or if we just have kids, then they're going to change and things are going to get better. I've seen so many relationships do that.
It's interesting, too, because right before that, like, they dealt with, like, their Malibu house being burnt down. Dealt with a lot of, like, really stressful things. So I wonder, I don't know. Maybe you're right. Or maybe after they got married, things went awry. Who knows?
I never know.
But anyways, we kind of, I hope that they just kind of get through this and can move on peacefully.
Right.
Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin are finally set to say their I do's in front of family and friends. And the place they picked is so random. So you'd think they'd get married here in LA where they live, or Canada where Justin's from, or maybe even the East Coast where Hailey's family's from.
Okay.
But they picked good old South Carolina.
Hey, let's go.
Isn't that funny? That's like so random. Apparently they just visited, fell in love. Oh, cool. And so that's kind of where they're tying the knot. They sent out their save the dates. One of them leaked and it's a comic book themed. It's pretty cool.
That's dope.
It says the ceremony and party are going down on September 30th in South Carolina.
So awesome. I don't know if it goes down in South Carolina, but confession, guilty pleasure.
What?
Watching Southern Charm, the reality TV show. Have you guys ever caught that?
No.
Oh, the drama's so good on it. My wife got me into it.
Really?
It always starts like that. Like either your girlfriend or your wife goes, oh, let's just watch this. And then you're like, I'm not going to watch this trash TV. Next thing I'm like, yo, babe, so can we play? We DVR'd it. Can we watch it?
I have to say, like, props to Janet, because I feel like she always, Janet, your wife, I feel like she always gets you into the most random shows all the time. I'm like always surprised when it comes out of your mouth what you're currently watching.
The other one is 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, yeah, that's
good. Have you guys ever watched that?
Yeah. I started doing, I just got into that recently.
That one relationship where the dude's from the Dominican Republic.
Oh.
Dominican Republic and the girl's Chantel.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that one's so good. So much drama. Anyways.
On that note, that is all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. Happy day before Friday. Coming up in less than 3 minutes, we'll let you know what the key song of the day is for your chance to win a 2019 Jeep Wrangler. Yesterday, we got to hang out with 5 Seconds of Summer. They dropped new music and a new music video for their song Teeth. Fight so dirty, but your love so sweet. Talk so pretty, but your heart got teeth. Late night devil, put your hands on me. And never, 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 ever let go. Fight so dirty, but your love so sweet. Talk so pretty, but your heart. Definitely talking about a pretty tumultuous relationship situation right there. And we even last asked the lead singer, Luke, you know, is this really about your relationship and you're really opening up and being vulnerable about it, especially from these lyrics? Sometimes you're a stranger in my bed. Don't know if you love me or you want me dead. Push me away, push me away. Then beg me to stay, beg me to stay, yeah. And this was Luke's answer to that, being vulnerable and opening up about a tough time in his relationship. Check this out.
When you're in a relationship with someone, they kind of have you in the palm of their hand, and it's kind of a scary thing. If like you're in a big fight or like something's gone wrong, or it can be that kind of push and pull of like, we can't do this anymore. I feel like there's going to be those ups and downs, and that's kind of where those lyrics come from. You know, it's about a time where it was like that.
For you, because I know you said this is about kind of the current relationship you're in, and kind of for all you guys, like when you do write this vulnerable music, did you tell Sierra? Were you like, oh, this song is coming out, I want you to hear it in private first?
It's hard because for everyone in the room, it's going to mean something different. But I mean, yeah, she definitely heard it. She's not going to be like, why'd you do this to me?
Yeah.
It's like, we're good now, but it's about a time that wasn't so good.
Did you sleep on the couch?
That's the real question.
We won't get into it.
We won't get into that. Once again, he's in a better place now.
Yeah.
He wants to stay off the couch. That was Michael going, yo, man, did you sleep on the couch after she heard that song?
It's also like he knows the answer, you know? Like, he knew he probably had to at one point.
Speaking about Luke's relationship, he did reveal to us at what point and what his girl did that won him over really early in the relationship that was so unique to him. Listen to this.
The relationship I'm in now, like, she would, like, get dinner or something. She'd pay for something. Not that I'm, you know, I would pay for it. I'm a gentleman. I don't know. But like,
Luke expects free dinners, everybody.
But like,
everybody out there, if you're looking to woo this guy, free dinners.
Not like the check dance. Like, she just would like go pay it. And I'll be like, can we get the check? She's like, sorry, done. And be like, oh my God, no way.
That's sweet.
That's crazy. This has never happened ever in my life.
I like that. Okay.
It wasn't necessarily like the monetary side of it. It was just like really the action and the thought that she's like, yo, I want to take care of you.
Yeah.
Thought that Luke is getting the dinner for free.
Yeah.
Really what he loves.
Free food.
Here goes Michael again, just clowning.
Always coming through with comedic timing. Michael Clifford. He's the best.
Chelsea, are you going to give this a shot? Are you going to give it a try when you go out on a first date with somebody? Go behind their back and pay for dinner already?
Yeah. I like that. I'm always someone who I always offer. And I always like, I definitely like the second date, I'll for sure like insist on getting it or the dessert or whatever that may be. So, but the way she did it, where she just takes care of it without them knowing, like that is a smooth move.
It's
and
a bold move.
Yeah, I think I have to try it for
good
sure.
Stuff. For more info, check out ampradio.com.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Shout out to my daughter Haley at San Gabriel Mission High School, brand new freshman. We're proud of you, Haley.
And from the 562, I want to give a shout out to Victoria at Warren High School in Downey. Also, good luck to the freshman class.
Get it. Also, shout out from the 310 for Ariana Ortega from Savannah Elementary. She's starting fifth grade this week. Good luck. All right.
Special shout out from the 626. Shout out to my super awesome kids, Brian, going to eighth grade at Holland Middle School, and Mia and Emily at Margaret's Elementary. Mama is proud of you and relieved you're finally going back to school. That is speaking some truth right there.
Speaking the truth. 310 texted in. Also, want to know what I felt like doing hot yoga yesterday with Chelsea. The best way I could put it is now I know what carnitas feel like when they're under that red lamp at the carniceria.
Oh my
God. Just heat. I kind of smelled like carnitas too afterwards.
The Remix Battle with Edgar and Chelsea.
97.1 Amp Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Win a pair of tickets to party with J Balvin on his Arcoiris tour in Staples Center. By guessing the name of the remix song based only on the lyrics that you're going to hear, you got to do it within 50 seconds, 15 seconds.
Whoa, 50.
Do not get swayed by the beat. DJ Majestic is undefeated this entire week.
Yep.
Nobody's been able to beat you, bro.
I feel like Lil Nas X sitting at the top for these days straight.
All right, well, let me introduce you to Billie Eilish right here. Victoria, who's going to dethrone you, my man. We have Victoria from L.A. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yo, you got
pressure.
You got Tricky DJ Majestic already talking trash. What do you want to say, Victoria? You got this or what?
I got this.
Yes, you do.
All right. Hang tight, Victoria, because if you don't get it correct, Janet from Kentucky is waiting to steal your tickets. Janet, what do you want to say to Victoria?
Victoria, I hope you don't get it right because I really want those tickets.
Okay.
I know, so do I. Can we go together?
Oh, there it is. Agreement. That's cute.
Don't answer yet.
I'll take you.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah, you would have to drive, Janet, because you live in Fontana, and Victoria's in L.A.
Oh.
Hold on, though. All right, here we go. Oh, they're best friends.
That's cute.
All right, here we go. Victoria, what is the name of this song based only on the lyrics? Don't get swayed by the beat. Here we go.
Okay. I thought I'd end up with shine,
but it wasn't a match. Some songs about mashup, though.
Ariana Grande.
What's the name of the song?
Oh my God. Don't do this to me.
It is not Oh My God.
No.
Oh.
It's,
three.
Ex-boyfriend.
Two.
No,
one.
It's not. Oh my God. I can't believe it. I'm brain fart.
Brain fart.
It's actually Thank You Next.
Wow. Thank You Next. I know it. I was so nervous.
Sorry.
Oh my God.
She said she had a brain fart.
I can't believe it.
Hold on. Janet from Kentucky, you are the winner.
I'm so excited.
Damn it. But at least
don't worry, Victoria. Hit me.
I knew it.
With me.
Oh my God, I knew it.
Oh my God.
I see it all the time.
I love this. So you guys are going together. This is great.
Victoria, you can come with me. Don't worry. I'll take you with me.
All right. Sounds good.
Wait, for real? Janet, you just jacked Victoria's tickets, but you're going to give one of them to her so you guys can go together. For real?
Hey, if we want to see J Balvin, we're there.
Oh
we'll make
gosh.
It happen.
She's like, I know how to show my man.
This is great.
Balvin, oh my God. Yes.
Oh, you're talking about a different kind of sharing now on J Balvin right there. We'll leave that off the air, ladies. That's awesome, baby. All right, Jen and Victoria, thank you for the good vibes. Coming up next, Chelsea, what you working on?
Ooh, Taylor Swift just revealed the way she's getting back at Scooter Braun, who bought all the masters to her music. Details on that coming up next in the Chelsea Report at 7:50.
The Chelsea Report.
Taylor Swift, not someone you really want to mess with.
Look what you made me do.
She revealed she's planning to get back at Scooter Braun by re-recording her old song so she owns the masters. Now, this comes after Scooter purchased her old label and now owns the rights to her masters. When it happened, Taylor came out and said this was her worst case scenario. Because she said, you know, she was bullied by Scooter in the past, specifically in regards to the Kim Kanye snake drama that went down. But the one thing, because, you know, I'm reading a bunch of articles on this and talking to people, and it's like, can she do that, though? Like, right. How can she do that? Because they own the masters. But it's because she's a lead writer across her entire catalog, she can give herself permission to record cover versions without touching the masters. So that's where she's kind of getting away with it. That's the loophole.
Right.
However, in most contracts, there are restrictions on re-recording songs and putting them out on another label. So we don't know, obviously we don't know what her contract says, but a lot of times what I'm reading is that there's a time limit. So usually like a 3 to 5 year time limit from when you release that, the master of that song. Most of these songs that she wants to release are from years ago. Right. They're her most popular songs from her first album, her second album, even her last album, you know, it was a few years ago. Right. So that's kind of where we're thinking she can kind of get away with it.
Yeah, I believe Kelly Clarkson's the one that gave her the idea, but Prince has done something like this.
So here, yeah, Prince did something like this, and this is kind of interesting because the crazy part is her re-releasing these songs could actually backfire and make Scooter even more money because, first off, any attention given to the releases could rub off on the old versions. That's right. Just a natural thing that would happen. And like you said, Edgar, what Prince did, he had a whole battle with Warner Brothers, and when he did the re-recordings, they actually ended up making the originals more valuable.
Wow.
So they made Warner Brothers even more money.
And the idea is that she re-records her original songs and packages them differently to sway the Swifties, her fans, to stream those songs
exactly
to buy those songs and not the originals.
Exactly.
And she's now with a different record label, right? After this whole situation went down.
Yeah. So and knowing her fans, like knowing the Swifties, like they're all on board. And I mean, here's the thing for Taylor. This is not about money. This is about making a statement.
The principle of it.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. Yeah. She's doing an interview that comes out, I believe, Friday, the day her album Lover is released. And I think she's going to go into more detail about her plans for this.
Right.
But she definitely said, yes, I plan on doing it. So
yeah, I believe it's on Good Morning America, right?
CBS. Well, she is performing Good Morning America, but the actual interview's on CBS.
Got it. All right, cool.
Yep. So I'll keep you guys updated on all the drama. Yeah. That is all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you, Chelsea. 310, just texted in. Really big shout out to Matthew Ramirez, El Pelochas. He's going to his first day of preschool today. Congratulations, buddy. You got this, all right? Remember, stay away from the sloppy joes and you'll be good. Single ladies, as you're thinking about the weekend just around the corner, trying to live your best life in this hot girl summer, I want to ask you this. Ladies, what's your go-to pickup technique? I didn't know women had to try.
Oh, yeah.
This is all new to me.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Hit us up, 877-971-HITS, car text. I didn't realize this because we went to dinner last night, Chelsea and I and the whole crew, and I saw her in action. It was like watching National Geographic and a predator in action.
Whoa.
On the hunt.
Not
like a cute predator, like a nice one. And I didn't know Chelsea had like go-to moves, y'all.
Of course.
She's newly single, newly living her hot girl summer, even though there's only like 2 weeks left. So let me tell you what Chelsea busted out. And this is only one of them. She thought the manager was cute. Mm-hmm. Which is a great move, by the way. We all wanted free drinks and free food. So thank you, Chelsea.
Working on it.
She's like,
taking
you're welcome.
One for the team. No.
But she goes up to you, right? If you're the dude that she likes, and she gets this little cute smile and kind of bounces side to side and then reaches in with her right hand, puts her hand on his shoulder and goes, oh my gosh, I like your shirt. It looks really good on you, as she's like bouncing side to side. And you know, the dude, the manager, super nice. He's like, thank you. But what I thought was funny is like, thank you.
it's our uniform. We're all wearing these shirts. Yeah, it's like every other dude was rocking the same shirt.
Well, maybe that moment wasn't super smooth, but I think the key thing is I like to compliment them. It could be on like their shoes, their hair, whatever it is. Yeah. But the important part is that you make contact. So you like touch them, make eye contact, because it shows that like you're just like warm and welcoming, and then you make eye contact and you're just friendly and open.
That does not sound predator-like at all.
I mean, come on.
What's your other go-to move?
So my other one, I go up to someone and I'll, if I think a guy is cute at the bar, I'll go up to them and I'll be like, oh my gosh, you look so familiar. Where are you from?
That really
works?
Where
did you work around here? Yeah, it always, well, the whole point is it just starts up a conversation.
Right, okay.
You know, so it's just like breaking the ice.
One time a girl did that and it turned out to be that we're like second cousins. She's like, no, for real, you look familiar. I've seen you at a quinceañera in Santa Ana before. So I was like, awkward.
That would happen in your family.
It would. If you're Mexicano, you're like, oh, we're probably cousins. Facts. Tamara, our social media guru.
Yeah.
What's your go-to pickup technique?
FMIs.
I've never been good at those.
Yeah. So I'm really good, especially when I have my lashes done.
So F is a bad word, and then me. Eyes. So like, come get it, basically.
Yeah.
Can you give me a sample? What would those eyes look like?
So you guys can't really see me, but
just describe it.
I just like, I think about like a delicious meal and like eating it and like just like, you know, like a delicious cake or some chicken or something like that.
Oh my gosh.
You just want to devour it. That's what it is.
And your eyes kind of squint a little bit?
Yeah, kind of squint, like a light bat, like bat your eyes a little bit.
Like sexy eyes.
Yeah, sexy eyes. It's like, come get me.
It's like, oh, you don't even know what you're in for, but it's good.
Yeah, it's coming.
I love that Tamara's thinking about cake.
You said chicken.
Chicken.
Delicious cake.
You're a chicken finger.
Oh my gosh.
877-971-HITS. Ladies, what's your go-to pickup line? I can't believe this is hilarious. I love this. We got Tiffany from Fullerton on the line. Your go-to pickup technique is crazy, Tiffany. Are you serious? You really do this?
I really do this, and I mean, it almost always works.
Okay, please tell.
I just fall.
Like you walk past them and trip over your own feet?
I mean, I mean, you have to make it look real. I practice.
You practice at home?
Oh my gosh.
Get out of here.
I mean, 95% of the time, a guy is going to come by and like, help you up and make sure you're okay.
You know what? I don't hate that because like, for sure, the guy's forced to make contact with you. You know what I mean? Like grab your hand or like there's that sort of like intimate touch. I can see this working. I actually don't hate this idea at all.
Please tell me about the 5% where nobody goes and picks you up.
Then, you know, it's that moment of like, well, here I am on the ground looking for my keys. The time that works, it's like been really cool because then, you know, like, oh, he helps you up and you're like, oh my gosh, like, I think I need to sit down for a minute just to like make sure I'm okay. And then, you know, you have tea with him or whatever, coffee.
Oh,
and
geez.
Then like you start a conversation. Like,
Tiffany, thank you for calling in. That's literally a pickup technique. Legit, what you just showed, girl.
You're right. I didn't think of it that way.
Have a good one, Tiffany. Appreciate you. We got a text from the 323, and it came from a gentleman. It says, damn, Tamara, our social media guru, because Tamara's go-to move is she gives a guy FM eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, F me eyes, right? We all get it. But she says she imagines a guy being a piece of cake. And the way you would look at a guy who's a piece of cake or a piece of chicken, she kind of squints her eyes a little bit, and that's when it goes in.
Licks her lips, maybe.
Yeah. So 323 texted in. He said, damn, them FM eyes even worked over the radio.
Oh, shit.
Damn. Damn. So, I have a date.
Damn, I got chills. Come get your cake.
Oh, is this Mr. Right?
Oh,
it could be.
Damn.
323, we got him, Tim. So I'll give you his number off the air. There you go. Hey, whatever works. The FMI's over the radio. Let's go.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
About a week and a half away from Khalid's benefit concert that he's going to have back in his hometown of El Paso, Texas, after the shootings, man. What a great heart he has. He's always been that way, man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, ever since I started interviewing him from when he was just an unknown kid with a cool song to now, he has not changed in regards to his humility and his love for people and the world.
Super humble dude. And, you know, that El Paso, there's so much. Like, he traveled around a lot as a kid.
Right.
But that city means so much to him. He is a key to the city. And that's where he wrote his album. You know, now look where he's at.
Yeah, it's going to be at the Don Haskins Center in El Paso on September 1st. It was crazy because about 3 weeks ago, I was there on tour with Pepe Aguilar, who's an iconic Mexican singer. So just, it's just putting myself there at the Haskins Center, just because I saw the people in El Paso, and people are so warm and so nice there, Chelsea. Like, it's just such, it's going to be such a beautiful night. Yeah. It's going to mean a lot more and help people a lot more, even beyond the financial situation. And it's really going to help them, I think, to heal and come together.
Yeah, definitely.
So congrats. Big shout out to Khalid for having such a... an amazing heart. Coming up next, Chelsea, what you working on in your Chelsea report?
So Cardi B lashes out at the NYPD in a rant where she tells them to suck a fart.
And kill me?
Yep. Don't worry. I've got audio of it coming up next in the Chelsea report at 8:50.
Come on.
The Chelsea report.
Hills star Brody Jenner celebrated his 36th birthday yesterday, and he received an interesting gift coming from his ex, his now ex-wife, Caitlyn, and her apparent new love interest, Miley Cyrus.
All right.
So they sent a joint gift, and yes, that's a pun, because they mailed him a marijuana bouquet.
Miley and Caitlyn, you guys really stepped it up on this one. We got the birthday card attached to the... weed bouquet. Look at this. I have never seen one of these in my entire life. Happy birthday to me.
And the birthday card from Miley and Caitlyn said, Brody Weed, spelled out W-E-E-D, like to wish you a happy birthday. Love you, Miley and Caitlyn. So I'm confused. Like, are they trolling him? Or,
totally, Chelsea.
Or are they, but, or is it just they're on good terms and they're just like laughing about the whole situation? I don't know. It's weird. But that had to cost a lot of money. That bouquet is large.
I think Miley's okay with that.
I'm
I think she'd be all right. So, yeah, I think they're absolutely just trolling him and also having fun with the whole situation. So good for them, yeah.
Such a weird web of love and breakups. Cardi B went off on the NYPD yesterday after they allegedly canceled a school supplies giveaway her friend was planning to do. Cardi basically claims the cops called the school where it was supposed to go down and bullied them into canceling it. Here's her rant, which includes her telling the NYPD to suck a fart.
So my homegirl Star, she was having a school giveaway in Brooklyn, and unfortunately it got shut down because the NYPD called the school principal and practically scared off the principal and shit. And I find that shit so fucked up at the NYPD, because it's like, this is really for the kids, just to help the community and suck a fart and suffocate on it.
First of all, how rude. So second of all, ain't nobody got time to envision somebody sucking a fart.
Oh my God.
Good Lord.
Like, that's the funniest thing she's ever said. I can't. I think it's, I'm so immature, but I think it's so
suffocate
funny.
Suffocate on it, yo.
Then, so apparently with this whole thing, there was another giveaway that was also canceled. So Cardi went on her Instagram again and did a whole rant. Apparently that one was called off due to safety concerns.
Right.
But then she's like, well, that doesn't make sense because there haven't been any other issues with similar events that she's done. So law enforcement basically now is just saying they're working to clear up the misunderstandings.
Yeah. So I was reading into this on TMZ, and they reached out to the school administration and also to NYPD, and they got allegedly the truth behind it all, which is that the school board is the one that actually called the school once they found out about this event. Being that it's Cardi B going to be showing up and supporting this, they were afraid for people's security, meaning the amount of people that are going to be showing up. So like, yo, let's hold off. Let's get NYPD involved so we can provide some security and some protection and do things in an orderly fashion. So that's the story that they're going with. They want to do this. It's an awesome event to help out the community. So maybe Cardi may need to apologize to NYPD, because I think they're just trying to help create a positive event. And ain't nobody got time to suck in anybody's farts.
But still keep saying that, Cardi, because it's hilarious.
Still say that.
That is all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
We're on a special mission right now. Our social media guru, Tamara, is living her best life, hot girl summer. But on, you know, low key, she kind of wants a boyfriend. So earlier this morning, in case you missed it, we're talking about pickup techniques that you ladies use. And Tamara was talking about, she uses the FMIs. And you'll hear it, in case you missed it, we'll play it for you. But we had somebody text in from the 323 being like, yo, the way you described those FMIs worked over the radio. Damn, I got chills. Come get your cake.
Oh my God.
This is the way Tamara described it, in case you missed it.
FMIs.
F.
Oh,
so I'm really good, especially when I have my lashes done.
So F is a bad word, and then me, eyes. So yes. Like, come get it, basically.
Yeah.
Can you give me a sample? What were those eyes look like?
So I think about like a delicious meal, and like eating it, and like just like, you know, like a delicious cake or some chicken or something like that.
Oh my gosh!
You just want to devour it. That's what it is.
And your eyes kind of squint a little bit.
Yeah, kind of squint, like a light bat, like bat your eyes a little bit,
like sexy eyes.
Yeah, sexy eyes. Like come get me.
I love that Tamara's thinking about cake.
She said chicken.
Chicken.
That's all we are. We're a snack. That's why we're called snacks, y'all. So we're about to call this dude from the 323 that texted in and see where it goes from there. Are you okay with this, Tamara?
Yeah, let's do it.
She's like, hell yeah. DJ and Jessica, let me know when we have him on the line.
It's ringing. Line 4.
It's ringing already?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, right, we're going for it.
This could be it, Tam.
Tam, how amazing would this story be on your wedding?
Hello?
Hey, what's up, bro? This is Edgar and Chelsea, 97.1 Amp Radio.
What's going on, man?
What's up, carnal? What's your name and where you from?
My name is Ruben, bro. I'm from Boyle Heights.
What's up, Rubes? Are you hitting on my girl Tamara or what?
No, she's hitting on all of us that are listening on the radio.
Almost said, take your pick. What kick you want, bro?
Do you want me to put in a good word for you?
Man, I'm right here driving at work and it's like, I gotta pull over for a minute.
Damn, that good girl.
I know, see?
Hey, Ruben, so she says she envisions cake. What kind of cake would you be, bro?
Cherry cheesecake, you know?
Ooh, creative.
Cheesecake. Straight out of Jack in the Box, you know what I'm saying?
Ya sabes.
Tamara, what do you want to say to Ruben?
Hey, Ruben, shoot, I like some cheesecake, though.
Hey, you didn't get me in trouble with my fiancé. Oh!
This is what's wrong.
This is what happened.
I love that he put the blame on Tamara.
Like, oh my
god! She wasn't the one that just texted in. Like, damn, Tamara, you got me feeling chills over here. Pulling over on the side of the road the way you described them FMIs.
Oh, this is what's wrong with the dating world, Tam.
We gotta go, bro. We gotta go.
Hopefully I won't get in trouble when I get home.
Damn.
Shout out to my girl, though.
What's her name? Tell her something nice now, bro.
That's Michelle Montoya, man. She lives in L.A. That's a woman that got my back to thin and thin.
But Tamara's the one that's giving you chills.
Hey, but that's through the radio, though.
Oh, he's like, that's not cheating.
Hey, no physical contact.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
I see you calling in right now because Post Malone just played. I get it. But it's not the key song of the day.
Mm-hmm.
The key song is Post Malone. Sunflower.
Exactly.
All right, so when you hear that song played today, be caller 9 at 877-971-HITS for your chance to win that 2019 Jeep Wrangler. All right, good luck with that. Right about now, we got the social media soundbar for you where we hook you up with the top viral videos that you need in your life. And number one, this is perfect because this is back to school week. It's basically Blueface by Tatiana, right? Blueface did the huge song, Tatiana. And it was remade into an alphabet song by an elementary school girl and her dad. Her name is Charlie Monet, and she's a YouTube star. Check this out right here, okay?
Next Cardi B. Look at her go. She's got flow.
She did, man. She kept on rhythm right there. All right, the next video you need in your life is Billie Eilish, Bad Guy, number one song in the nation, most streamed song here in LA today. Well, there's a dude that did a remake of it, and it's called Dad Guy. By a middle-aged dad singing to his toddler. He goes by the name of Funky Turkey. Check him out right here with Dad Guy.
Everything used to be a tough guy, like it really rough guy, just can't get enough guy, chest always so puff guy. Now I'm the dad type, slightly out of breath type, gained a couple pounds type, beat over the sink type. I'm the dad guy.
Eat your veggies.
Oh my gosh.
Eat your veggies.
So many bad dad jokes in one video. It's so bad.
so bad that it's good, you know?
I saw where it was posted. It was posted on this, like, forum page.
Yeah.
And I was reading the comments. There's thousands of comments. And, like, this one guy, he's like, oh, just showed the video to my daughter. She rolled her eyes. And then, like, people, but, like, dads are, like, comforting each other. He's like, don't worry. She'll grow out of it. I'm like, oh, my God, this is hilarious. It's, like, the forum for dads just to bond.
She'll grow out of it and start rolling her eyes when she moves out, basically. Coming up next, we got Sucker by the Joe Bros. Also, Crazy in Love with Beyonce on 97.1 Amp Radio.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
We have some great news for you on 97.1 Amp Radio. Good morning to you. Especially if you love that song, Señorita.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you love Sean and Camila being together. And especially if you loved their music video.
Mm-hmm.
Chelsea, drop it on them.
They are bringing their romance to the VMAs.
Yes.
They'll be performing Señorita, which will be so cool. I called this when the song first dropped. I was like, I cannot wait to see them perform on all the award shows. I guarantee this is the first of many during award show season. But they're also up for 5 nominations for Señorita, too, for Song of the Summer, Best Collaboration. So my thing, too, is I'm like, I hope that they make out on stage.
All right.
I hope. You know, we saw, like,
any other requests?
There was one year at the AMAs. There's one year at the AMAs where, like, Meghan Trainor and Charlie Puth did it. And, like, it was such a moment.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously Madonna and Britney Spears. To see Camila and Sean, this, like, the Britney and Justin of our generation up there making out, a little kissy action. I'm so here for it.
Well, they're definitely not shy. They've been on their PDA tour for the last how many weeks now? Right? It is Monday night. MTV VMA is going down. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to see that performance. Hopefully they perform it just how they did the music video. It's going to be super hot right there.
Sean shirtless? Is that what you're wanting?
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what I was thinking about. Coming up next, Jesse Ortiz taking over your radio. Remember, the key song of the day for your chance to get hooked up with the 2019 Jeep Wrangler is Sunflower by Post Malone. Be calling 9 when you hear it.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings. Amp Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.